Joining us now is Gary Brown, Detroit City Council President pro tem. Councilman, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Mayor Dave Bing and the City Council presented a united front against having an emergency manager in the city. Do you continue to believe the city's finances can be corrected without an emergency manager?
I do. But it's going to take, you know, a lot of political will and courage to make some of the same tough decisions that an emergency manager would make. And if we have the will to do that, then we can get out of this crisis and structurally fix our budget. If we don't have the political will to do it, then someone else will definitely have to come in and do it for us.
If that political will is there, practically speaking, what is the first thing that needs to happen to create a course correction in Detroit's finances?
First thing, you have to stop the bleeding. You have to stop the bleeding. We're spending $400,000 a day more than we bring in.
Now, Detroit's population has decreased, but there are still essential services that need to be provided for city residents. How do you stop the bleeding, as you say, but at the same time take care of the residents who are still there?
We have to make cost the number one priority in terms of delivering services. So if we can provide service in a more efficient, less costly way, we have to take the opportunity to do that.
So where do you see those efficiencies in how the city is structured?
Well, I would look at any service that we provide. If we don't provide the service well, then we should get out of the business of providing it and privatize it. And, you know, basically, police, fire, EMS, pick up the garbage, those are essential public safety services that we have to provide. But everything else should be on the table for merger, consolidation, or elimination.
There's been some talk that the city is not going to be able to see its way out of this financial crisis without there being cuts to police and fire. Do you see that as something that has to happen?
We can't get to where we need to be without there being a change in the way we deliver that service. But I think, you know, the main thing we have to do with police and fire is change the work rules. I mean, we have 1,000 police officers that sit behind desks and do clerical administrative work. That doesn't take place anywhere else in the country.
What's been in the way of Mayor Bing and the City Council making some of these decisions ahead of having a financial review of the finances from the state?
Well, what's in the way right now is the consent decree. I mean, you know, as you know, Public Act 4 allows for the city to enter into a contractual agreement with the state to change the way we deliver services. And politically, there's been no will by the mayor or the city council to enter into that agreement.
Why do you think there hasn't been that political will?
Well, I think there's a lot of political capital to be given up if you do it. A lot of Detroiters will believe that a consent agreement is a precursor to an emergency manager coming in, and no one wants to be the person that opened the door. I think differently. I think that a consent agreement will give you the tools necessary in order to negotiate the contract concessions from unions in terms of pension and health care that will allow us to structurally fix our budget. So I'd like to enter into the agreement with the state.
If, in fact, an emergency manager is assigned to the city, how will your role change as a city council member?
You know, quite frankly, what we've seen in other cities, you know, is that we've basically been removed from the process. The city will not have a democratic process. You'll have more of a dictator determining the outcome. But again, I want to overemphasize that I believe that Detroit can fix its problems. It just has to have the political will to make these tough decisions. If we do that, we're not going to have to worry about an emergency manager.
Gary Brown is Detroit City Council President pro tem. Mr. Brown, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me.